You're familiar with the golden rule, I assume. Do unto others as they have done unto you. Wait, no. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It seems so great, it's very popular, it's in the Bible. As much as we would like to give Jesus the credit for that rule, though, it actually predated him. In the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Pretty close. And even the ancient Chinese philosopher Confucius had that same rule in the negative. Do not do unto others that which you would not have them do unto you. Now, it's very one of those things that appears all throughout cultures, history, time, to show that, human beings, they have a conscience. There's something made in them. They're designed for truth, like objective truth. And we recognize, one way to formulate that is, we shouldn't do things to people that we wouldn't want them to do to us, the golden rule. However, as prolific as the golden rule is, as nice as it sounds, it's pretty bad. And I hope to convince you of that today, that the golden rule is not a great rule, or at least not by itself, because the golden rule is a godless rule. Think of it. Listen very carefully. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Who's the judge of what's truly good when it comes to the golden rule? Me. And am I, infallible? Are you? No. The golden rule is pretty good if you're a living saint. But even the saints are very wary of their own judgment. They always check everything, every desire, every sense they have against what is in the scriptures, what's revealed through the church, because human weakness can sneak up at any time. The devil's very tricky with the way he tempts us. And sometimes what you would have them do unto you is not actually good. Because the golden rule, it works no matter who you are or what you believe. Take, some of the big moral issues today. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Like our brothers and sisters who are really fighting for abortion right now. Honestly, most, at least many, maybe most, honestly believe that that's what's right. Like they're honestly fighting for something they believe is good. And so when they look at us, they say, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They think, well, I want, even Catholics to promote abortion or health care for moms who are pregnant. And so they think they're following the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The only measure of morality is what you believe is true. Same thing with all the hot button issues. I think, to be honest, a lot of those folks, they truly believe that what they're doing is right. And, just following the golden rule then is not enough for us to help them see the truth. Otherwise, we're just kind of like yelling at each other, like, you should do unto others what you would have them do unto you. And they're like, we are. We're following the golden rule. That's why our Lord tells us what he does in today's gospel. I give you a new commandment. He says, don't do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as I have done. He gives us this perfect, infallible, objective truth to follow. I give you a new commandment, love one another. It's like, at that point, all right, cool, love one another, whatever that means. Then he clarifies it. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another. It's like, oh, darn, Jesus. If you hadn't said that, we could have done whatever we wanted. We could have kept following the golden rule. He gives us infallible, objective truth to follow. And we've gotta offer that too. The golden rule, it can be good as long as it's grounded in this objective truth. But it's godless apart from it. And anyone can follow it no matter what you believe. And what does this mean? This call from our Lord to love others as he has loved us? It means that people aren't going to like us. Pretty obvious, right? Only the latest thing being the radical abortion groups attacking all churches? No, the Catholic Church. Very specific. Keep up the good work, everyone. When you're hated, you're on the right track. Well, you know, sometimes we do bad things and we can be hated for that. But in this case, we're promoting life. We're, you know, human life begins at conception and we're hated for that. It's like beautiful. Just in last week's gospel or last week's reading from Acts, I guess, you know, it's counted as joy to be found worthy to share in the sufferings of Christ. That's exactly what we're doing. And we really need that same encouragement from St. Paul that we heard in today's first reading. You know, he said that he exhorted the brethren, be ready for those sufferings. Be ready for that persecution. It's okay if you experience it. It's actually a good thing. And actually, if you read the context, Paul said that shortly after being stoned. So probably he had some scars, maybe even some scabs on his face, his body, from being stoned. And then that's the one point in Acts where it says they left him for dead. You don't leave someone for dead after stoning them, wondering, you know, whether they're alive or not. Like, there's some belief that Paul was actually raised from the dead at that point. So again, Paul's saying this. He's exhorting the Christians, be ready for persecution. And he knows exactly what he's talking about. When we preach the truth, when we stay strong in how Jesus loved us, we're going to face that same persecution that, you know, all the disciples did, and above all, our Lord, who was crucified for us. So I don't want to see any of you guys doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't trust yourself. We're weak. You know that. Practical experience shows us a lot of times what we would have others do unto us, not so good. Just take an example from our friends on High Street. You know, following the golden rule, man. I want to get drunk. I want to do drugs. I want to sleep around. Let's do it. Come on. Golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Ooh, okay. See? Godless. Don't do that. Ground your choices, your actions in that eternal, infallible example of Jesus himself when he walked this earth, and then continues to give us through the teachings of the church. Don't doubt. Don't give into that temptation of the devil to kind of water things down, because ultimately, it's that fullness of the truth that will help even those who are promoting abortion, even those promoting, you know, changes in marriage and gender dysphoria. Like, they need the truth ultimately. And they're, like I said at the beginning, I think we need to recognize many, if not most of them, think they have the truth and they want the truth. Their hearts are designed for the truth. So we've got to give it to them and be willing to persevere any persecution that comes our way. It's the best chance they have of coming to find that truth. If we're willing to bear that persecution, even better. Because it proves to them, like, wow, these guys are serious. They're not just being grumpy Catholics. No, they actually will die for what they believe in. And that, like I said, more than anything, will help others see that truth. A truth that's much greater than just the golden rule. It's our Lord himself. The Word of God came down and gave us that example. We want everyone to find that. So be ready, just like St. Paul said, to bear any persecution, and fully living that truth. And we will find, sooner or later, the Lord will bring us to heaven, and we will have brought many along with us because of our willingness to persevere through any persecution that they may have given us.